Here is how some Americans think about the attempted assassination of former President Trump. David McKibben of Albuquerque, New Mexico, says both Trump and President Biden are targets.
I'm not surprised if there'd be an attempt at either one of them, honestly, with the rhetoric that both sides are slinging at each other, just riling up people for no reason outside of, like, vote for me.
A.J. Hedrick is also of Albuquerque.
It makes me incredibly fearful for the next 4.5 months between now and the election. It makes me fearful for what comes after the election.
Ron Olson of Brookline, New Hampshire, takes the long view because he's 83.
It matters to the country that one of them, at least one of them, becomes president without worrying of being shot at. I just can't believe anybody would do that. I should know better because I was alive when Kennedy got shot and Reagan got shot.
He wishes for a different approach now.
I'm hoping that Biden and Trump can come together and stand on a stage together and talk about this.
And Kimber Smith of Overland Park, Kansas, doubts that the use of violence will somehow alter people's political views.
No matter what your political affiliation, I think any time that someone is shot at all, it's a tragedy. And it is wildly immature to think that resulting to violence is going to change the political climate of the country or anybody's opinion.
These interviews came to us from some of our NPR member stations, which are in communities across the country.